President Trump went to Miami today to cancel the Obama administration's friendlier approach to Cuba. Newly inaugurated commercial flights to Cuba will be canceled. This Trump rollback is limited. The U.S. Embassy in Havana will stay open. Americans can still buy Cuban cigars, but there are new financial restrictions because of Cuba's record on human rights. Well, joining us on the KSL Newsline, the president of World Trade Center Utah, Derek Miller. Now, it might seem a little bit strange to speak with somebody from Utah about Cuba, but Derek Miller just went on a fact-finding mission last month to Havana. What did you find there?
Well, Jeff, it's good to be with you. As you mentioned, we had the opportunity to lead a delegation on behalf of the World Trade Center Utah and the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce. We had about 30 business and community leaders went, and what we found there were people who want to be hardworking, industrious, and want to start to see the fruit of their own labors and sowing some seeds of free market, and we wish that the president would do that.
Is the president's announcement going to have the desired effect? Will human rights improve in Cuba because of this?
Well, I want to applaud the president's focus and emphasis on human rights, but I'm a believer that the way that you do that is by opening more trade that helps build relationships, it helps to increase mutual understanding, not a policy of exclusion or a policy of isolationism. I don't think that's going to get us to where the president wants to be.
Were you in hotel ballrooms or were you out on the streets in Havana? Did you see people struggling to be free, an oppressive government? What was it like?
Well, we saw people who, for the first time, because of remittance payments that were part of what President Obama had lifted, they saw money for the first time in a long time flowing. It was allowing them to start private-owned businesses like hotels. They were starting businesses like a jeweler that we visited. They were starting businesses in their homes like restaurants. And so you saw those fledgling and seedlings begin to sow, and there are people who want more freedom. You know, I think it's important for average everyday Americans like you and me to realize this is not limits that the Cuban communist government are putting on trade. This is limits the U.S. government. So just as a fundamental notion, I'm opposed to the U.S. government saying where U.S. businesses can and cannot do business.
To give us an idea what we're talking about, what kind of business could Utah have with Havana, Cuba?
Well, you know, this, again, is, I keep using the word fledgling, and it is a fledgling economy. The two probably most current opportunities would be in the tourism industry, as well as helping in the international development infrastructure, building roads, helping them with their telecom industry. It's something that Utah knows a lot about, of course, in the IT industry. But once you get that infrastructure in place, again, that gives a basis upon which the rest of the economy can build, and then we could actually start seeing some Utah companies over there selling good Utah products.